Hey, how's it going on, everybody? Another podcast here. On today's episode, we talk about the Fantastic Four news, the casting. We talk about the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. That was bananas. We also going to talk about a little bit of Spider-Noir. Is Nicolas Cage going to reprise his role, but in live action? I know you got to listen to find out. And we also talk about the Silk Spider Society. What did they do to their writer's room? It's crazy. But y'all know what it is. Let's do this. On to the next one. Let's go. Hey, yo. What it is? Your boy CJ Mello. We are back with another episode of the Mello Podcast. How's everybody doing today? How is life? How has been your week going? We're going back to the old school format. We're doing news. We're doing a little bit of gaming news, you know, movie news and all stuff like that. I was supposed to have a guest. I was trying to do my first ever interview, but I don't know what's going on right now. I'm hitting him up. He's not responding back. So if he pulls up, he pulls up. If he doesn't, it's whatever. We're going to keep it moving. Keep it moving. So if y'all did not know, on Super Bowl Sunday, which literally was like, what, 6 days ago? This past Sunday, we got the official, and I mean the official Deadpool 3, now officially titled Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. Yo, this thing was a banger. And I mean a banger, if you know what I'm saying. If you saw the trailer, you know what I'm talking about. You saw Deadpool kind of looking very old and frail with all his people from the first and second movie. And next thing you know, the TVA pulls up to his house. Yes, the Loki from Loki. TVA pulls up to this man's crib, bro. I was like, no, are we bringing in Loki? Are we bringing in Loki? Oh my God, please. And then obviously it was, you know, they called it a teaser trailer. You know, it was literally almost 3 minutes long. So to me, that's a full trailer. I don't care what you say. But either way, he like enters the TVA. He talks to this man. I forgot what his name was at the moment. And that's, you know, he tells him like, you're the only one. You're special, man. Like, you're not the only one. Kind of thing. You're special. I need you to it seemed like he's saying like, I need you to fix this kind of thing. Give me 1 second, y'all. Give me one second. So yeah, that sorry, I had to stop real quick because that was my guess. His mom's not feeling well. His mom's kind of sick, so he's like, he takes care of his mom. So if we gotta postpone, not a big deal to me. But back to the Deadpool trailer, you know what I'm saying? He gets to the TVA. This gentleman, again, I forgot his name, shows him like little small screens of all the MCU. And I was like, oh my God, if they're really doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like you don't think it's real until you know it's real. And then, like, you see the Captain America from like the first Captain America, you see the Avengers movie. And then, as the trailer keeps going, I'm not sure where he is in certain trailers. Excuse me. Like, you know, you see the beginning scene of the Avengers Age of Ultron. I was like, we're going back to the Age of Ultron? Like what? I was like, what? And then there's another scene. If we keep going, I don't know. I'm going to skip to a couple things in the trailer. But you got a chance to see the trailer, go check out the fucking trailer. It was awesome. There was a scene where we all thought, I'm not joking, even I thought, is that Doctor Doom? I legit paused it before I even finished the whole trailer. I was like, pause, rewind, slow it down to like 0.25 speed. I was going like, no, but that could be a Doom bot. I mean, maybe not, but you know what? I'm just, you know, it's the excitement. You know what I'm saying? The fact that we are getting Deadpool 3 with the OG Hugh Jackman, Logan Wolverine, which obviously, if you know, it's not going to affect the whole how he died in the Logan movie. Again, different universe, different stuff. But yeah, and telling we didn't really see Wolverine. We saw Wolverine, but like the back of him. Because I guess at some point during the movie, Wolverine punches Deadpool through a wall, through like some sort of wall or whatever. And then Deadpool was like, hey, help me up, you ape. As next, you know, Logan walks up to him. You know, you see a shadow over Deadpool. He shoots out his claws. Chink! I mean, we already know who that is. There's only one person that does that shit. Chink! I mean, there probably is more than one talent league, but the real dude. You go, chink! It's him. Are they going to show him? And they kind of showed him. They just showed him jumping on Wade Wilson, Deadpool. And then you just see the head and the OG, you know, like the 1992 animated series outfit, you see that. And I was like, let's go. And then it cuts. It's like, you kind of want more, but I'm like, you know what? It's fine. Because if this was the teaser trailer, imagine what they're going to do with the official trailer, my people. Are you kidding me? You don't even know. So many news came out from Sunday to basically today, which is Friday, 11:40, whatever the hell it is, time. So many news this week happened, and it was awesome. I'm sorry, I kind of stuttered there. And then, okay, so also, something else we got. I don't know if it was yesterday, Thursday, or was it Wednesday? I don't know. I know it was Wednesday because my boy was sick on Wednesday. That's how I kind of remember. We finally got the official cast announcement. Even though this was technically was leaked during during the whole actor's strike thing. Telling it was already leaked, but like it's official now. But I'm gonna tell you what it is through the comicbook.com website, what they said and stuff. This is by Jamie Lovett. She wrote this on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 11:38 a.m. This is long. I don't want to read this whole. Oh, it's not really that long. Okay, no. Never mind. Okay, sorry, y'all. Let me get to it. Okay. After months of speculation, Marvel Studios has finally confirmed the cast of its upcoming Fantastic Four movie. A piece of Valentine's Day themed artwork released on Marvel Studios. Something just happened on my thing. Hold on again. I'm sorry. That was my guest again. Give me 1 second, please. Sorry. Yeah, so we're going to reschedule. It's fine. Not a big deal. And the thing I had the backup just in case things happen. You know, not a big deal. So, what was I? Released artwork. Marvel Studios social media accounts confirmed Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards slash Mr. Fantastic. Vanessa Kirby as Susan Storm slash Invisible Woman. Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, the Human Torch. And Ebon Moss Backrack as Ben Grimm, the Thing. The artwork by Wesley Burt and the new logo affect a style reminiscent of the 1960s, the decade when the Fantastic Four first appeared and formed the cornerstone of the Marvel Universe. One could speculate this suggests the film will be a period piece set in the 60s, or at least include some scenes from that time, though no plot details for the film have been officially revealed as of yet. Matt Shackman is directing the movie, which is now slated for a release in theaters on July 25th, 2025. Shackman has stated that the reboot will differ significantly from previous efforts to bring Marvel's first family to the big screen. It's different in so many ways. I wish I could be specific, Shackman said. I wish I could say more. But we are doing things very differently from a story standpoint, from an approach to the filmmaking standpoint that really fits the material. I wish I could say more. I would love to, but I can't. I think it's going to be unlike anything you've ever seen before. And certainly unlike anything at Marvel that you've seen before. Oh, and so I saw the photo. It's like, looks very 60s reminiscent style, which instantly people assumed, is this going to be a period piece? Like, I hear a lot of people saying they hope it's not a period piece, but if it is, are they gonna like jump forward in time, or are they just living a 60s style life, just keep them reminiscent of when they were? Like, so many things can happen. This movie doesn't come out again until next year. So we'll see. And we don't know who the big bad is, though, by the way. Let's remember this. I'm hearing Dr. Doom, but I'm not, like, 1,000% sure. But anyways, Marvel Studios' Kevin Feige previously shared excitement over the studio plans for the Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four is the foundation for everything that came after in the comics, Feige said. There's certainly been versions of it on screen, but never inhabiting the storytelling of the MCU. And that's something that is really exciting for us. Feige explained to the outlet before mentioning that Marvel Studios wants to establish the Fantastic Four as a big pillar of the MCU going forward, just the way they've been in the comics for 50 to 60 years. All four Fantastic Four members were created by Jack Kirby and Stan Lee, debuting in Fantastic Four number 1 in 1961. The series broke the superhero mold by introducing a foursome that functioned more like a family prone to bickering than the larger-than-life paragons that had defined the genre until then. That paradigm shift became the defining theme of Marvel's Silver Age output. Marvel Studios' Fantastic Four movie is the latest iteration of the characters to be developed for cinema. Roger Corman's first attempt during the 90s never made it to theaters. The FF finally made their big screen debut in the 20th Century Fox's 2005 Fantastic Four movie, which I actually enjoyed. The first one, not the second one. Silver Surfer, I wasn't a big fan of. Which performed well enough, despite mixed reviews, to warrant a sequel in 07's Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. Fox attempted to reboot the series with a more grounded approach in 2015's Fantastic Four. Haven't seen that one. I heard that one was horrific. But the project was perceived very poorly. Following Disney's acquisition of 20th Century Fox, Fantastic Four have been folded into Marvel Studios and the Cinematic Universe. Now, what I think is going to happen, my guess, since the whole Deadpool is a whole, like, to me, it's kind of like Marvel. I mean, Deadpool destroys the Marvel Universe kind of thing. I think he brings in the Fantastic Four in some sort of way. By accident. Not like he was trying to do it, but he does it by accident. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what comicbook.com's Jamie Lovett had said about it. And also, you kind of got the idea because Pedro Pascal dropped out of something he was supposed to be doing because he already committed to Fantastic Four. So he dropped out of like some horror film he was going to do. Because to do this movie, Fantastic Four movie, he has to be all in. He can't do no side movies. He can't do no nothing. You're in for the next year. Nonstop, let's go. And I am down for it. Cannot wait. I'm so happy. Me and my boy were talking about it. It was like, it can't come soon enough. Excuse me again. It just cannot come soon enough. This movie could change. I'm telling you, Deadpool 3 will change what's happening. But if Fantastic Four is going to be the first movie after Deadpool, it's going to change everything. It's going to change it, and hopefully for the better, because I mean, I'm not saying the movies after Endgame are bad, because I don't think none of them are bad. They're okay. But something needs to happen. There needs to be like a, you know, when your car stalls, you need to jump, you need to boost. That's what needs to happen after Deadpool 3. Deadpool 3 needs to start it, and Fantastic Four needs to just, boom, throw that shit up so we can just go at it and just do what we need to do, you know? But y'all tell me what you think in the comments or hit me up on X, whatever. Y'all tell me what you think about this whole, the announcement. Do you guys think all these people are going to be good at what they do? I'm not going to lie. I've only seen Pedro stuff. Vanessa Kirby, I've heard of. The other two dudes, I know nothing about. So I think it's kind of a good thing. That I don't know. It feels like it's better not to know somebody than to know who somebody is kind of thing. And I'm also hearing rumors that people, instead of getting an actor to actually play Dr. Doom, get a voice actor to play Dr. Doom. Now I'm thinking, wait, so do you not want him in a, so, well, people, this is my guess, again, do some people want, like, a person to be in the suit, but have somebody else voice him? Which, I'm not saying that's a bad idea, but it's almost like kind of a messed up situation, because depending on how he's voiced, people might love the voice, but then they might not love the person portraying him as a full, you know, live action person. Or they might like the way the person that's portraying him on screen as the live action person, but they might not like the voice. It'd be like two different actors. I just give me one actor, one person. Let's get it done. Let's do this. And just keep it moving, man. Because I'm ready for this movie, man. I'm a thing guy. I like the thing. I'm a big dude myself, so I like the big dudes. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, bro. Let's go. Man, I'm also like Johnny Storm. Don't get me wrong. I just got Alba as, you know, Invisible Woman back in the day. I don't think I need to say nothing. If you all know what I'm saying. But anyways, again, tell me what y'all think. Hit me in the comments. And we'll be right back. Because there's a few things we need to talk about. And I'm hoping y'all can agree. Disagree? I don't know. You tell me. Back on the next one. Yup. And we're back. So, this next news literally dropped about 2 to 3 hours ago. About 9:30 Friday time. So, it's officially Saturday midnight. Nicolas Cage supposedly is in talks to be the live action Spider-Man Noir. What? If y'all remember Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, right? He played Spider-Man Noir. you know, the guy in the dark talking in like old school, I don't want to say poems, but I guess I'll call it poems for now until I figure out what I'm trying to say. Like all like this, talking in the crowd of the night, da da da. Like he was a sneaky detective. And me and my friends loved him. And that shit was awesome. We thought it was the coolest thing ever. And again, a while ago, I heard like, oh, they might be want to make a live action Spider-Man Noir. But again, that was so long ago. I didn't even think about it until later. I just saw this on the screen. So yeah, I think it's cool. It says, Nicolas Cage is in talks to appear as a Spider-Verse character, Spider-Man Noir, in a live action series. So this article was done by Spencer Perry on comicbook.com, the Marvel section, news. So Spider-Man Noir may be swinging to Prime Video soon. A major update for Sony Pictures Television's live-action Spider-Man TV series in the works at Prime Video. Academy Award winner Nicolas Cage is reportedly in talks to star in the live-action Spider-Man Noir series. The Ankler brings word of this update, revealing that Cage is in serious talks to take on the lead role on the series, seemingly reprising his role from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This update on Cage potentially leading the Spider-Man Noir TV show comes at a time as the outlet reports that the other Spider-Man adjacent series, Silk Spider Society, has released its entire writer's room and is keeping the showrunner around to continue development. So what is, I was going to do that next, but I guess we'll just go into it also. I guess Silk, if you know, is kind of like the female Spider. Well, there's a lot of female Spider-Man, technically. I didn't know they were doing a TV show for her. But so you fired your whole writer's team, but kept the person that was going to do it. That I'm lost. But we'll get to that story after this. It was previously reported that Stephen Lightfoot, previously the showrunner for Marvel's The Punisher, starring Jon Bernthal, would act as executive producer and co-showrunner for Prime Video's Spider-Man Noir TV series. Working alongside writer Oren Uziel, considering Nicolas Cage potentially going to lead the series, it seems likely that the show could be an expansion on his character from the animated Spider-Verse movies. But what remains to be unconfirmed, that should end up no being the case in this live-action Spider-Man Noir series as its own thing entirely. Marvel fans might be a little disappointed. Well, I think it's a wonderful character, Cage previously shared with comicbook.com. It's a character that lends itself to channeling some of my favorite noir movie stars. It doesn't matter if the new generations do not know who Humphrey Bogart is or James Cagney is. The point is that those vocalizations or Edward G. Robinson, those rhythms worked. They work on camera. They work in terms of the way they sound. Spider-Man, for me, is the coolest superhero. I think to have that combined with a noir-like 1930s Golden Age movie star attitude makes him one of the most exciting of all the superhero characters. He continued, I love Spider-Man Noir too. I think that's a great character. Spider-Man is the coolest superhero, and then you combine that with Cagney and Bogart and Edward Robinson's. Come on, it's a great character. In pages of Spider-Man Noir comics, in which there are less than 10, not counting Spider-Verse comics, this version of Peter Parker maintains his persona as a spider-themed superhero while working as a reporter. He has also previously fought film noir versions of the classic Spider-Man villains, including the likes of Chameleon, the Vulture, Kraven the Hunter, the Crime Master, and the Green Goblin. Wait, he's fought all these characters in like noir-style stuff? Dude, I want to see that in an animated show. I don't think I want to see that live action. It seems to be seen if the series will take the same path, rewriting the history of Peter Parker as fans know it, but through the lens of film noir tropes and devices. Right from when I was a kid, I was always a Spider-Man guy, Lightfoot told us when working on The Punisher, and if the chance ever came to write anything Spider-Man related, my 12-year-old self would never be happier. Though I have to say, having just seen Into the Spider-Verse, that's a big body jump because I thought that movie was good. I thought it was a different level. Now, you can check back comicbook.com whenever the series picks up, if it picks up, and anything else like that. But I think that's kind of cool. I mean, he makes sense. Like, the way he voiced the character, it's meant for animation. And that's why people love them so much, is the way he did it, and also the artist that did the animation work. But if you're gonna do a live action, I'm not gonna lie, I don't want Nicolas Cage playing the live action version. I'm sorry. I just don't want him. But if you can find a person that can almost portray him the same way that Nicolas Cage did, but in the live action terms, dude, you got a hit. You got a freaking hit, baby. Sorry, that was loud. But yeah, again, I'm excited to see if hopefully it gets picked up, when it gets picked up, and more like it'll be on Disney Plus. You know, maybe not. I don't know. It's confusing because technically Spider-Man is still owned by Sony. And Madweb just came out and that movie is getting trashed. Like, trashed. Like, really badly trashed. And it kind of sucks. Just saying. I have not seen it, so at some point I will make my own judgment about it. But from what I hear, it's not a great movie. And then this is from people that, like, I don't know these people personally, but I kind of respect what they say in the sense of, like, movies. They're pretty good when it comes to judging movies. Most of the movies I've watched that they said suck have, for the most part, suck. Now, I'm not saying I don't disagree with them with some movies, but in this case, no. Just no, please. Just stop. Please run away. Just go. Disappear. Bye. Don't come back. Thank you. Okay. Goodbye. Anyways. Again, what do y'all think? Hit in the comments. Hit the likes. Hit the DMs. On all socials. And y'all know what it is, man. Next, we're going to talk about the Spider Society. The silk thing that I wasn't even going to know nothing about until it was just said. But I was going to go into it afterwards, but Jesus, just like, literally just threw it out there for me. So my throat kind of hurts right now. So let's see. They scrapped the writer's room, which I don't understand why you would scrap your whole writer's room for. It's ridiculous. Sorry, I'm writing something down right now. I know I could pause it, but why am I going to pause it for? Y'all here, I'm here. Let's keep it moving, you know? Let's keep it moving, baby. Ah, jeez. My mind's like not thinking here. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, this one's done by Jenna Anderson, which I love Jenna Anderson. I like her takes on stuff. All right, so Silk Spider Society TV series reportedly scraps the writer's room. The Marvel series is reportedly pivoting for a male-skewing story. Oh, okay. I'll give my take after this. So she wrote this also Friday night, 9:20 p.m. Eastern Time. All right. So Sony's Spider-Man universe is continuing to become a unique franchise, bringing a number of Marvel characters to the screen in unpredictable formats. In addition to film franchises like Venom, Morbius, and Madam Web, which, by the way, those last two people hate. And I heard people hate Madam Web more than they hate Morbius, and that says a lot. Just saying. The franchise has hoped to branch out into television, and its flagship series has gotten a major update. On Friday, The Ankler reported that Silk Spider Society is undergoing a developmental overhaul and has let go of nearly its entire writer's room. Showrunner Angela Kang and co-executive producer are reportedly still involved with Silk Spider Society. Spider-Verse movie producers Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who are attached to the project upon its initial announcement, are reportedly still involved, as are co-executive producers Kai Wu and Jim Barnes. According to the reports, Silk Spider Society is aiming to creatively refocus towards a male-skewing audience. So you trying to make it sexualized is what you're saying? I don't think that's what Jenna's trying to say, but that's what they seems like they want to do. An interesting development, considering the fact that the series centers around young superheroine Cindy Moon / Silk. The report also states that Silk Spider Society had multiple episodes written before last year's Writers Guild of America strike, which led to the union threatening to sue Amazon when they did not revive the show's writers' room last fall. What will Silk Spider Society be about, or will be about, or was? I don't know. Depends. I still don't know what the hell they're gonna do here. According to previous cast listings, the Silk Spider Society series would follow fan favorite Marvel Comics character Cindy Moon, who has previously been described in casting descriptions for the series as a Korean-American between 19 and 29 years old, who's a kid from Queens who is on her own for the first time. Although she's a total beginner in law enforcement and fighting crime, she said to love the feeling of beating up criminals to let her frustrations out. And as an affinity for 80s and 90s pop culture, she also struggles with identity and heritage, but she tries to focus on her family, friends, and relationships. And a huge focus, certainly for all of us here, and for me in particular, I was already a fan of Angela Kang, so I'm really, really excited to be working with her on Silk. She's just brilliant and a total pro, Amazon's Kathleen Pope revealed in a 2023 interview. This is also an example of working really closely with Tom Rothman and Sanford Panchik and the Motion Picture Group to make sure that we are in lockstep with them and also executing on the same level. They've done such an incredible job with that franchise, so we want to make sure we're executing at that level. Wait, how do we jump from Silk to Madam Web? Okay, whatever. What is Madam Web about? This Silk Spider Society news arrives days after the release of Sony's latest Spider-Man spinoff, Madam Web. In Madam Web, Cassandra Cassie Webb, Dakota Johnson, is forced to confront her past while trying to survive with three young women with powerful futures who are being hunted by a deadly adversary. In addition to Johnson, Madam Web also stars Sydney Sweeney as Julia Cornwall / Spider-Woman, Isabel Merced as Anya Corazon / Spider-Woman, I don't know why we all call them Spider-Woman, and Celeste O'Connor as Maddie Franklin / Spider-Woman. They're not all called Spider-Women. What the hell? Like, that's annoying. Anyways, Anya Corazon is called Araña? Araña. Yeah, that's telling Spider in Spanish. The film will also star Tahar Rahim as Ezekiel Sims with Mike Epps, Emma Roberts, Adam Scott, and Zozia Mamet also among the cast. I did not know Mike Epps was in the movie. It's really the story of Madam Web, producer Lorenzo D. Bonaventura previously told comicbook.com. So in that respect, if you're a Spider-Man fan, you're going to love the character because you know it from the comic books. No, we don't. But anyways, which she doesn't really have that big a character in the comic books. No, but she does in the animated series of Spider-Man. We're doing the origin story of Madam Web. And so you meet her before she's actually the person that you know in the comic book. And you come to understand how she becomes that person. So I think that'll be a really fresh new terrain for the fans. Okay. So, what do you think of the latest updates around Silk Spider Society? Share your thoughts with us in the comments below. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, to me, I get it that not everybody knows who Madam Web is. Understandable, I get that. But I feel there could have been a way. Again, I still haven't seen the movie, but I feel the way he's describing it kind of gives me an idea of what this movie is. An origin story. Basically, how she got her powers, how she became who she is. How she can go through time back and forth, previous, present, all that stuff. To me, you could have done this movie, her still being who she is in the animated series and in the comics, without having to make her, giving her a backstory. Let's be serious. Not every character needs a freaking backstory. If you can do a good origin story, okay. But from what I know, you don't need it. She's a woman that travels through time and tries to fix time. Boom. Easy. I feel it's easy. You could have done different things to make her go back in time or flashbacks to her past to kind of get an idea of who and what she is. Right? And another thing. Okay. I feel that people hate female-centric superhero movies. I feel like nobody likes it. Because, let's think about it here. Tell me what we're going to... Okay. And I'm saying movies, not shows, because WandaVision is actually a really good show. I fairly enjoy WandaVision. But most people were not a fan of Black Widow movie. I think also because that movie should have came a lot earlier in the MCU series. It could have... Because that was supposed to be right after... was it Civil War? No, I don't think it was Civil War. Winter Soldier. Black Widow was basically right after Winter Soldier. But instead, they released it after Endgame, when we already knew she fucking died. Sorry for the language. So I think that's another reason why no one was a fan of that. WandaVision, great show. I enjoyed it. This Madam Web thing, right now, it's doing very bad. It may change. And listen, since it doesn't belong technically to Disney, it might or might not end up on Disney Plus. Who knows? I don't know. You don't know. So we don't know. But I just feel sometimes movies, action movies that are female centric, sometimes don't do well because people don't want to see females fight. Which, if that is true, that is the most dumbest thing on the planet. Dumbest thing. I forgot what movie. I was a kid. Oh, man. I don't remember her name. I don't want to look it up right now. But she was like a female Chuck Norris in the 90s. There was this woman. She was like a karate master. She knew how to fight. Dude, this woman was a bad ass. I forgot her name. I'll probably look it up later. Drop it on the socials. But this one was so phenomenal. The way she literally to me was a female Chuck Norris. The way she fought. It was so awesome. But again, it just seems to me when it comes to female, if it's not like a rom-com or like just a comedy in general or a drama, I feel like some people don't want to watch a female action movie. That's essentially, the most part is a female kicking a guy's ass. And if that is the case, again, that is so stupid. There are so many movies out there. There are so many female action stars out there that just, I think, are awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, there should be more female action stars than just one, two, or even none for that matter. There should be more female action in the sense that I shouldn't have to expect only a female action, like a female doing action scenes when there's a male present or when it's in a male show. You know what I mean? Like, that should not be the case. I forgot, I loved her in the show and I'm getting mad. I can't remember Misty Knight and Luke Cage. I could see that her again, her own show when that Luke Cage was up still. I want to say Jenna Harwick, the woman in Iron Fist. I can see her getting her own show. Listen, people were not, and I'm not, I wasn't a fan either. You know, that's a TV show, not a movie, but either way, still counts. Jessica Jones. I didn't get the character, so I can't get mad about that. I didn't do my research to know who Jessica Jones was for me to be, but I still watched every episode. I watched both seasons of that show. I didn't get it, but I still watched it to try to understand her. It was not a bad show either. I thought it was an okay show. But that's kind of what I'm saying, though. Like, there should be more female characters out there in the comic book realm to get her own show. And telling you, I know I'm saying shit because Wonder Woman 1 was actually really great. Wonder Woman 2 was not that great. So I guess that's one of the few women. But was it more for the way the movie portrayed her? Or was it because of what she looked in the outfit? Then most people go see that movie. Now, I want to say about 90% of people that went to see Wonder Woman number one was because of how they portrayed the Wonder Woman story. Not because of how she looked in the outfit. So, but I would like to have a female Spider-Man. Like Araña. I want to see a Latina. You know what I'm saying? That's who Isabel Mercado played. Anya Corazon. Or her thing is, see, her name is Anya, but her alter ego, whatever you want to call her, thing is Araña, which is spider in Spanish. I'm bad with my R's, sorry. I'm going to try because I probably messed up the mic. But there should definitely be more female superhero characters out there. I want them to be out there. Shoot. Like that one scene in was it Endgame? No, it was not Endgame. It was after. It was before. It was Infinity War when Thanos comes to Wakanda, and Scarlet Witch before she became really powerful, was getting attacked by one of Thanos' henchwomen, henchpeople, and Black Widow Like the character was like, "You don't have nobody. You don't have no help." And like then Black Widow comes up and Okoye comes up like, "Yeah, she does. She's got us." And then they start beating this woman. Like I want to see something like that, bro, on a show, on a movie, like a side movie, a spinoff, something. Ghost Spider slash Spider Gwen Stacy, Spider Gwen. That definitely needs to be something. That needs to be something. But I can't say that because I don't know how people reacted to Miss Marvel. That was a good show. And they brought they officially said the word mutant on that show. So that got me excited. But yeah, we are kind of hitting our time slot here. Okay, I'm not saying that because I'm doing this myself, but I'm trying to cut it down to under half hour. But as you all guys always know, if y'all liked what you heard today, I hope you do. Hey, by the way, we're about to do our fourth annual or fifth annual, can't remember, gotta look it up, WrestleMania predictions. The only issue with making predictions is I don't know where anything's going. I don't know what the story's gonna be. I don't know what the lineup is. So I probably won't do that until like the Friday before or the Saturday of WrestleMania Night 1. And then I might do another one for WrestleMania Night 2. But we are on the road to WrestleMania, man. Things are going crazy in the wrestling world. But like I said, if y'all like what you heard, like what you... I always say like what you see, though. No one sees me. Go check out X at MellowPod22. Y'all know what it is. Go check also me out on the TikTok at CJ_Mellow. I don't remember after the 22 on that. Y'all know by the logo. You see the logo. It's basically the same thing anywhere. Yeah, check out the Twitch, same thing, CJ_Mellow22. I've been trying to get back to the game and then I keep, like, when I get home from work, like, I eat, I work out, and I do laundry, and I'm falling asleep as I'm doing laundry. So I was like, and then maybe I might talk to my boys for like 20, 30 minutes, and then that's it. But yeah, I hope y'all have a good evening, y'all have a good morning, y'all have a good day. Let's get moving. Also, real quick, I know I'm trying to sign out here. I'm sorry. I just want to give myself a shout out here. Because May 1st of 2023 to as of today, I have lost 50... Now I feel like a dummy. 54 pounds. 54 pounds. I was 307 pounds. Now I'm 253 pounds. I'm probably doing the math wrong there, but whatever. I lost 54 pounds. I am proud of myself. My goal is 200 pounds. And do I think I can hit that before this coming May? Because that's kind of that was my goal, May to May, see what I can do. But y'all know, Christmas kind of messed me up. Thanksgiving messed me up, but that's just an excuse. There's no reason for excuses. I just got to keep pushing it. Yeah. So, if y'all ever have issues, you know, just try to push through them. Talk to somebody. Have somebody help you out. You look doing some weight loss thing. Listen, I'm a dude that hates doing anything weight loss related. My main issue is the eating part, but you know what? I figure it out. I do it. Y'all can do it too. All right. So until next time, y'all. Always and forever. One love. Peace.